Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I am Elizabeth Benton. This series is all about taking a few minutes every day to really address the things that get in the way of consistency. Because in this world where information is just so freely accessible, a lot of us are operating in a place where what we know far exceeds what we are doing consistently.
And that puts us in a place where we're frustrated and we can feel a sense of pressure that we should always be doing more. So what I want to do with this series, which is a bunch of mini episodes for a year that live between our regular full-length episodes, which air on Mondays and Saturdays, really come to you to help you bridge that gap and stay consistent even when life is stressful, difficult, when timing gets shifted and you don't have as much time as you thought you did, or you don't have the emotional bandwidth that you thought you needed. Because at the end of the day, if we're only doing the work when we feel we have time, when we're not stressed or overwhelmed, then we're not consistent. And that's not what most of us want. That's what this series is all about. Today, I want to remind you that it's not the decision that matters, it's the choice that matters. How many times have we started the day with a decision to eat a certain way or get a particular task done or do a workout, and then when that moment comes, we make a different choice? A lot of the time, we put more emphasis on the decision. I'm going to follow this diet. I'm going to adhere to this budget. But what drives our results is the choice, not the decision. And if you are somebody who loves planning, I love planning, sometimes we just overemphasize the decision and then we let the choices slip. And we don't hold the line to have choices that line up with our decisions. Have you ever been in a position where you said today was going to go a certain way, but then when it came time to make the choice, I'm too tired, I'm too stressed, I'll start tomorrow, I don't have time, it doesn't really matter, I've been so good. That is when you value the decision and you let the choice slide. The decision doesn't matter nearly as much as the choice. Lean in to your choices, even if that requires that you spend a little less time or put a little less emphasis on the decision. Because at the end of the day, it's not the decision that matters, it's the choice. We'll see you tomorrow.